Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikulskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
And I am joined now by Dr. Christina Laporte, who is a author, she's a writer, she's a retired from a internal medicine, and she is out with a brand new medical thriller. This one's called Change of Heart. The book is available everywhere. And Christina, as we jump into this, I've read thrillers over the years, and I've never, I mean, you don't see a crime thriller or a courtroom thriller necessarily on the cover book, but you see medical thriller. What makes something a medical thriller versus just a regular old thriller?
A medical thriller has as a background the medical world, and because I practiced internal medicine and cardiology for many years, I thought that was an ideal background. We deal with life or death every day. We have a pressure of time, and this is really very good for thrillers because it keeps you on the edge of your seat while you're reading it.
And so as this book starts out, it's set in New York City. There's a suicide. It's a death that's ruled a suicide. It's a medical student who dies. And when you have the type of medical background you do, how do you toe that line between making something readable to people who are not medically trained and to keep the story going versus you have so much knowledge about these things and you could use words that most of us wouldn't even understand?
Yes, I have to control myself. it would become spontaneous to go on a description of minute details, but that's not what the story is all about. So it's very important to only give what's necessary to the reader so that the reader can understand, and also in terms that the non-medical person understands, and keep focused on the story, moving the action. Otherwise, it becomes boring instead of being thrilling.
And I know you grew up in Italy, and you came to the United States and practiced internal medicine, but as you wrote this book in English, a lot of us who speak only English, we know that Italian is a Romance language. And so were there certain aspects that as you were writing this in English, you would have thought, wow, this would be better written in Italian, or did that even come into focus for you?
I've been in the United States for so long that English, although it's my second language, it's really my current language right now. So I don't think I actually could write a book in Italian, although I'm obviously very fluent because I came to the United States while I was already in my 20s. Having said that, you're right. There are certain way of saying things which are different in Italian versus English. And sometimes I slip some Italian way of saying things into my book, and of course my editor watches out after those and make sure they're gone.
From a medical standpoint, would there have been a difference to set this in Europe versus the United States from just the medical part of it? Is medicine practiced the same way in both locations?
That's a difficult question to answer. I think the United States is, in a way, more advanced medically. I mean, Italy is advanced as well, but most of the medicine in Italy is socialized, and I think that is a bit on an impediment, in my opinion. But this is for a different interview, I think.
Something I found interesting is you didn't become a writer. You didn't start writing for fiction type things until you were in your 40s, and you practiced medicine for so long, so you're trying to fit this in. But the book by Ayn Rand that helped you so much, I've seen this where writers will write just about their craft, and so can you tell me about your experience with Ayn Rand's book about writing fiction and how that influenced your career?
I came across the book by Ayn Rand, The Art of Fiction, in my 40s. I had practiced internal medicine for about 20 years, and I felt like I needed something more, and so I was looking into try to get into a cardiology fellowship. Cardiology was my favorite specialty, and I wanted to specialize to do something a little bit more specialized. And so I came across that book, and it opened my eyes to what it is being a writer. You create your own world, and then you invent characters you want to meet, and then you can make anything happen. And so I thought it was wonderful. I was really intrigued by that, and I thought I would try to write a novel, and that's what got me started. And it's a wonderful experience to just go into your world. You know, when I'm in my world, the time goes by. I don't even realize it while I'm writing. It's really a fascinating experience.
As someone with a medical background such as yourself, when you write a medical fiction person, be it an MD or a nurse or anybody in the medical world, invariably in fiction there's going to be conflict, and it's something that you can see coming not only as an author but probably as a physician as well. And so how do you bridge that struggle between, I don't want this character to do something stupid, but sometimes that has to happen in order to affect the plot of the book?
So as a writer, you have to give an order to yourself to fuel your subconscious, to fuel your inspiration. You have to pay attention to what's going on in your world around you. And your inspiration doesn't just come. Some people think inspiration is just innate, but it isn't. Inspiration is what your subconscious gives you when you sit down to write, but it has to be fueled before you start writing, by the observation of the real world around you. And the medical world is a wonderful world full of conflict, because, again, it deals with life or death. So automatically you're faced with a lot of drama, a lot of conflict. And you kind of store it in your subconscious so they're ready for you to delve into as I write.
Over your years, as you've thought back, you know, just like any other profession, you get smarter and you get better at it as you go on. But are there certain things that you took away when you started to, you wanted to get into cardiology, that you look back on the medicine that you practiced early on in your career and, you know, you wish you were as smart back then as you were now? Does that come into the mind of a physician?
Oh, absolutely. I remember the very first day I walked into the hospital with my short white jacket as an intern and my beeper in my pocket. And I was hoping to God that nobody would call me because I knew nothing. I just realized that although I graduated summa cum laude from medical school, I really knew nothing about treating patients. And so then obviously from there to at the end of my career, you know, I could just almost know what a patient had when they walked into my room. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of knowledge that you develop just by practicing. And certainly I can look back and think of moments where I didn't know what was going on, and I wish I had known what I knew.
And I know that you've written other books that are now going to start coming out as you've kind of made your mark now in the literary world. As you look back to what you wrote before, is it the same way with medicine? You think, gosh, I wish I was smarter when I was writing this story back 30 years ago than I was now.
Well, what happens as you learn, as I learn as an author, then I went back and I re-edited some of those books who are now coming out. And so those books have benefited from my experience. So certainly they have improved, and now they're all coming out.
The cover of this book, when I saw the title, Change of Heart, I hadn't even seen the cover yet. And then I get the cover, and it's an actual human heart. It's not a, I mean, Change of Heart sounds like it could be a romance novel or any other novel. And so generally writers don't have input on the creative stuff on the cover, but did you have any input on this one?
Yes. The artist was the one who did it, and then obviously, you know, I approved of it. That was a wonderful idea, because actually one of the editors in the past, when they edited this book and I had this title, they actually said, maybe the title is not really too good for a thriller because it could sound like a romance. So I said, well, we have to make sure that it's not interpreted as a romance. So I think they got that right with the cover.
was a great idea. The book is Change of Heart. It's the newest Miner and Mulville medical thriller from Dr. Christina LaPorte. The book is available everywhere, and keep watching for her releases. We're going to get glimpses into her early writing days, re-edited now for a 2025 audience and beyond. Christina, fantastic novel, a great thriller, and I thank you for joining me to talk about it.
Thank you very much.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio. I'm Brian Vakulskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com, and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to music historian Molly Jolly and segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. Keep me searching.